So, and I gander to say that marketing automation is almost just as, if not more important, than just the list that you build and the data that you collect from your list. Because marketing automation is what enables you to act on the data that you do collect, right? It's really hard to act on an Excel spreadsheet, or at least it takes a lot of time. It's very extremely time consuming, because if you have, like, say, a guy working in an office and all he's doing is, like, going through the list and manually sending emails from his Gmail account to people, that is extremely inefficient and extremely expensive, because that, you know, person is costing you X amount of dollars per day.
Websites are no longer just for good looking online presence. Instead, they are like an engine for business conversions and growth. Connecting and communicating with customers are important components of a website. For WordPress websites, there are a lot of ways to implement this, like connecting with a third-party CRM solution or building own CRM on WordPress itself. Digging deep into CRM setup on WordPress with full control, we have Adrian Tobi with us. So let's welcome Adrian on the show and get started.
Welcome to Smart Web Creators. In this podcast, you will listen to creators creating amazing things on the web, and sometimes just me talking useful web stuff. I'm your host, Davinder Sinkanth. Let's get started.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Hi, Davinder. Thanks for having me on. Super glad that I can come and talk to your audience about self-hosting their CRM.
Awesome. So before we get on with the technical CRM setup, why don't you give a quick introduction about your online life?
Yeah. So my name is Adrian. I'm the CEO and founder of Groundhog. We produce and sell marketing automation plugins for businesses that primarily use WordPress. I got into the CRM marketing automation deal about, I want to say, 7 years ago. I started working in a digital marketing agency here in Toronto. While I was going to the University of Toronto part-time, I was studying computer science there and ended up dropping out in my third year to pursue digital marketing full-time. But while I was working in the agency, I became an Infusionsoft certified partner. Infusionsoft, if you're not familiar, is kind of like one of the first pioneers in marketing automation and digital marketing and setting up funnels and your campaign builder and flowcharts and all that stuff. They really pioneered a lot of that technology, and then other technology providers, myself included, kind of started popping out of the workforce. But I primarily worked with Infusionsoft for a very long time. I worked with hundreds of companies and built thousands, if not tens of thousands, of campaigns to take care of everything under the sun. Event registration, cart abandonment, follow-up funnels, you name it, we built it. And it's not just my experience, isn't only limited to Infusionsoft. ActiveCampaign, HubSpot, ClickFunnels were big ones as well that I helped clients with. So the overarching, go ahead.
So basically you are into CRM ever since you remained in college or came out of college, right?
Pretty much. I immediately went into, I don't want to like limit my expertise like to just CRM. Page design, user experience development, kind of like the whole full digital marketing suite is stuff that I'm very familiar with. But I guess my strong suit is really setting up marketing automation and CRM for small businesses. And the common denominator between all of the companies that I previously listed is that they all have one thing in common, is that most of them are extremely difficult for your typical small business owner, solopreneur, you know, John Doe to go ahead and implement successfully for themselves and actually see a return on their investment, which can sometimes be in the thousands of dollars per month.
Yeah, because sometimes I don't know, someone refers as Infusionsoft as Confusionsoft, because sometimes people
just go by that name from time to time. I am not allowed to say that, but I have heard it called that. But that's okay, because that's really good for the agency business. And I was in the agency business for a while. And that was kind of like the way that it worked. You, a company, a small business, local company here in Toronto would come to us and say, hey, listen, I want to start sending emails to my list. They don't even know what software they're going to use at that point.
Yeah.
right? So they're because they're busy working in their business. So they're going to go to an agency, and that agency is going to tell them what it is that they're going to need to buy. And then the agency is going to do all of the work. And, you know, the company is essentially, at least the expectation is to reap the rewards of that agency's work. So, I mean, it was a mutually beneficial relationship because, you know, they paid Infusionsoft their monthly dues. We implemented Infusionsoft and got our dues, and we also got a referral commission for referring them to Infusionsoft paid back to us. So it was a nice, healthy relationship. But eventually, you know, if you're like a higher tier agency and we like to price ourselves at a higher tier place, you know, if the company ran into trouble or whatever, they'd essentially be like, all right, I want to do it myself. I don't really want to use an agency anymore. I want to be able to do it myself. So then we'd spend a significant amount of time like onboarding them and teaching them how to use Infusionsoft. And we had like 4-day in-person sit down Infusionsoft training with like 30 people in a room. And I don't think, and well, there were a few cases, but the vast majority of the time it was like in one ear, out the other, completely over the head and out of the scope of capability for like these people to actually make use of these platforms in their daily business routines. It was just like way too much of an ask for them, because if you're familiar with running a business, if you're not an agency, like I'm sure many people listening are, but if you're not, you know, you're constantly like dealing with customer support, sending out invoices, mailing things. If you do like shipping, product inventory, HR stuff, like running a business has like all of these different things, and you don't really want to, unless you have like a full-time CMO, chief marketing officer dealing with this stuff. It's like, yeah, no, I don't got time for that. So, which is where kind of where like I entered the positioning of Groundhog, because I've been talking about like how complicated and how difficult CRM is for your average person. And honestly, like for me at that time in the agency, I was like, it was getting complicated. It was starting to get complicated for us because technology advances so fast and everybody's like features out the wazoo. And I'm like, all right, well, there just has to be like an easier way to not only implement faster and iterate faster and optimize faster, but also an easier way in order that we could build a solution that it wouldn't be totally out of scope for your general business owner to actually, if they wanted to go it alone, that they would actually be able to, the software would enable them to go it alone.
So basically you transition from off-hosted CRM solutions to self-hosted CRM solution offering with your own product, Groundhog, and, you know, now offering it for general WordPress people.
There are, yeah, absolutely. So there are a couple open source CRMs out there, and then there's a couple open source marketing automation platforms out there. There's like Modic and there's Sugar, and the list goes on. All of those have their own issues. For example, like they, you know, requires like your own personal VPS, and then so it basically you need another, like you need an IT group within your company to set those things up because it requires its own VPS and API, and there's a whole other level of work associated with that. And there's only a few CRMs available for WordPress, and every business uses WordPress.
Okay,
there's like 75 million businesses using WordPress, I think.
Let's take a few steps back first, and let's talk about CRM in general. Now, CRM, customer relationship management, it can be a little geeky and formal concept for a lot of users. Now, how would you define CRM in the most simplest terms, considering the audience is, say, WordPress freelancers and WordPress agency owners, maybe who are small and yet to get into the big league? How would you define in the most simplest term without using VPS, IP address?
Required. Required is the word that I would use to describe CRM. Because the money in any business, like you can say, like you can go into your inventory warehouse and you say the money's here, or you can go to your cash register and you say the money's here. At the end of the day, the money is in the list that you have of the people that you can contact in order to sell your product to them.
Yep.
Oftentimes, the most valuable part of a business is the number of contacts that they have available to sell to. Because if you don't have an audience, it's really hard to sell your product. So the product itself becomes worthless without an audience to sell it to if nobody's going to buy it, right? You know, a product with no sales is not worth anything. Even if you spent, you know, millions of dollars developing it and all of that stuff, it's not worth anything if nobody's going to buy it, because it's not like you can go and sell it to anybody and therefore not create revenue. So a CRM is required. I mean, from a technological perspective, you know, you get your first name, your last name, your email address, their phone number, and then you can use that to, you know, run reports on, all right, where are my demographics? What people are buying? What kind of people are they? Male? Are they female? Do they have three cats? Do they have two dogs? And you can run all of these various reports to really narrow down your demographic. You can segment it in order to send more relevant marketing information. For example, if you have a product for male and female people, you'd be able to tag them separately, segment them, so you're sending relevant male products to males and relevant female products to females. And that way, you know, you don't have women getting face razor like advertisements, because that would be pretty pointless. Yeah. That's a waste of money, and more in a lot of cases might end up in like unsubscribes, because yeah. when you send people irrelevant marketing information, the first thing is to either market as spam or market it or just unsubscribe, and then there's one less person on your list, therefore devaluing your company overall. So that's why a CRM is just so extremely important.
Basically, CRM is a direct link of a business with its prospective customers, right?
Pretty much. That about sums it up. It is your window into your, it is the window that you can see on how you can market to your demographic most effectively. That is the key here. Now
you gave the example of, you know, building an email list and, you know, refining email list into certain categories so that you do a proper targeting. Now that's one part of CRM, right? So if we are just talking about email list, then there are so many other email marketing services that is there, and obviously we are not going there, but now email marketing is one component of CRM. What are the other main components of a whole CRM setup, say for a business having online presence?
Marketing automation is the next biggest one. Mm-hmm. So I'd gander to say that marketing automation is almost just as, if not more important, than just the list that you build and the data that you collect from your list. Because marketing automation is what enables you to act on the data that you do collect, right? It's really hard to act on an Excel spreadsheet, or at least it takes a lot of time. It's very extremely time consuming, because if you have, like, say, a guy working in an office and all he's doing is like going through the list and manually sending emails from his Gmail account to people, that is extremely inefficient. And extremely expensive, because that, you know, person is costing you X amount of dollars per day, X amount of dollars per week, X amount of dollars per year.
And Gmail will ban you real quick.
Exactly. So it's a very inefficient way to go about it. Marketing automation is what allows you to act on the data that you collect. An example of that would be just setting up some simple automated processes that remove you from a need to doing menial day-to-day tasks. Some of that may include cart abandonment emails, right? So if you're running an e-commerce shop, someone adds something to the cart, you've already captured the email address, they don't check out, then you can send them an email to say, hey, listen, you didn't check out, here's 10% off, you can go check out now. That is now an email that you saved yourself from sending. And if you're doing that at scale, like if you're having hundreds of visitors per day and like dozens of abandoned carts, it is a significant time suck to be doing that manually. You want to be able to automate that entire process. So that's something that you can do with marketing automation. So the CRM collects the data and, you know, what products they have, what their interests are, whatnot. And then marketing automation allows you to act on that data, saying, hey, listen, this person didn't check out. Let's send them an email like 3 days, 6 days, 9 days after their cart. And then we're going to give up after that if they haven't bought yet, because, you know, sending more emails is just going to make them upset.
And based on your experience, like working with Infusionsoft and other platforms and now Groundhog on WordPress, which is the most challenging component of CRM with regard to implementation and setup?
Definitely the marketing automation aspect, because, you know, some people just don't know what they don't know, right? Okay. If you're a, you know, a CEO whose main focus is, or like, let's say an accountant, I'm going to digress. Let's say you're a CPA and you went through school, you know, learning accounting, you're familiar with the numbers, you do all those things, and you went on a podcast like this and you heard about CRM marketing automation and how it can like 10x your business and whatnot. And they're like, great, I'm going to go do that. So they go and they sign up for like whatever, Infusionsoft, DocuMate, HubSpot, take your pick. And, you know, they drop them in and now they're expected to understand marketing and what makes a good drip funnel and what makes, you know, what data, they don't even know, the CRM collects tons of data that you can act on. What data is relevant to my business? They don't know, right? So that is definitely like the, you know, that education aspect is definitely, because if you drop like a general business owner in, they're just not going to know where to start in most cases, especially with like if you're going into, I mean, I have to be careful about what I say, but in my experience working with clients who come in for Infusionsoft, you know, when we drop them in and they start doing the training, their first initial reaction was deer in the headlights, right? As they went through the training, they of course became more familiar and they started to understand the general concepts. But even then, you know, not everybody is born a marketer, or not everybody understands marketing concepts. So that's probably the most difficult, is knowing what you should do, because most CRMs or most marketing automation tools allow you to do tons of crazy stuff.
Yeah, that overwhelms a user. Like, it's like so many things they have.
Many features, and you can basically create any funnel in any like order, you know, delay time or email, you know, admin notification, post request, whatever, in any combination. And there are certain combinations of things that certainly work better than others, but you don't know, right?
Okay, now let's talk about CRM setup on WordPress. Now, obviously, there are so many third-party CRM solutions which are off-hosted, and now we're talking about the self-hosted part. The one biggest advantage that a person would see is that it's self-hosted, and I'm the owner. I have the full control. Besides this very visible advantage, what are the other advantages which do not, you know, appear to be advantage in the first view, like is not as visible as being the owner of the content or the information?
So I just want to expand on that, because if you are like a business that is not necessarily legal in all 50 states, like cannabis is like still like a big thing, and we have several cannabis businesses using our tools, for example, simply because they have full control over it. Now, some of the terms and conditions, depending on where businesses are registered and where the main offices are, for like Infusionsoft, Document, HubSpot, et cetera, you know, they're legally not allowed to let you use their platform for the, like those kinds of businesses. And as a business, if you sign up, you are literally just renting space, right? They are a landlord and they can evict you at any point. So there, and there is no recourse, because they, it's a, you know, when you sign off on the terms and conditions, when you sign up, there is no recourse. You waive your right to any data that you essentially place on their rented platform. So self-hosting is a super huge advantage, and because you own it, and you know, a hosting company is not going to like check in on you and say, what are you doing on our hosting platform? They're just not going to do that. So you're basically like, you have free rein on to do what it is that you need to do in order to make your business successful. Other than being self-hosted, advantages include, well, it's on our particular one is on WordPress. Like, it is a WordPress plugin. And by being a self-hosted one, it is by nature open source, because you can like hop in there and you can look at the source code and you can look around at anything, which means it's extremely customizable. So if you need to do something special that is like specific to your business, you can't do that on a software as a service platform. You know, you're basically stuck with whatever tools and services they decide to provide. Like, what you see is what you get. On Groundhog, if you don't see what you need, you can have someone build it for relatively inexpensive, because there are plenty of WordPress developers out there, or you can have us build it because we have a development team here. So it's like, it allows you to, as a business, have the tools that you specifically exactly need, unless if they don't already exist, because our CRM is extremely scalable and it's extremely customizable. So that's another significant advantage, especially if you're a larger company and you're not finding the tools that you exact specifically need for your sales team, you know, for your sales managers. If you want to run some custom reports that X software doesn't provide, then you can literally have a guy, you know, spend 2 hours quick running out some PHP code, drop it in your site, and boom, you now have that functionality for now and forever.
Now, I've not seen many CRMs that are that feature rich, like Groundhog on WordPress, like specifically for WordPress. Now, is WordPress as a, you know, foundation platform ready for such, you know, feature rich and which has a lot of processes going on in the background, or there are still challenges in the setup?
I wouldn't have said so maybe a couple of years ago, but hosting has become a commoditized service at this point.
No longer GoDaddy.
It's incredibly cheap.
Yep.
Yeah, it's incredibly cheap. Like, you can, you know, spin up on like Cloudways and AWS hosted for like pennies, right? And those are like some pretty significant server resources that you get with that. And if you want to go a little bit more premium, you can go to like stuff like Kinsta or Quast or whatever. But it's a pretty commoditized service at this point. So hosting is not necessarily like the expense that it used to be. So whatever money that, you know, if you're scaling up and your business is scaling up, if you run like an e-commerce store, then you have to scale up your website hosting anyway. And Groundhog will just be able to scale with the size of your hosting that you have. So if you have a small business, you know, cheap hosting is more than going to suffice. Groundhog is not a super heavyweight software. It's actually extremely lightweight in terms of some of the other stuff that's currently available out there. I mean, we spent a significant amount of time like optimizing every little single line. And PHP 7.3 and 7.4 is going to come out soon, which cut down the runtime of like PHP processes by like 2/3, which is like incredible. So the processing speed of like PHP is now a solved problem. Like that's not something you need to worry about. Expensive hosting, not a problem anymore because it's just so commoditized. So you can really like, I mean, even if you were running like some super heavy processes on your WordPress website, it's not going to be much of a big deal as it used to be like a couple years ago.
So besides the, you know, you need solid hosting for this kind of setup, the other important thing is email, you know, sending and sending to the list of the customers that you have. And I guess you don't recommend using the WordPress default.
No, we
email.
Don't. So that would be a bad idea.
Yeah, that would be a terrible idea. And it won't go. It can hardly send you the own contact form emails and guess. You can't even think about sending to, you know, thousands of customers. So do you recommend or do you have the integration with third-party transactional services?
Yeah, we have a variety of SMTP choices. We have a SendWP, which is actually a WordPress-specific provider, which is our default recommendation because it's like super easy, like one-click setup. Pay $9 a month and you can send unlimited emails, which is kind of neat. We also offer an AWS SES integration, which uses their SES API endpoint to deliver all of your emails, which is probably our most popular choice, simply because it's so incredibly inexpensive. Like we're talking like 3 zeros before the one inexpensive in terms of like price. And we also offer an SMTP add-on, which allows you to use any SMTP third-party provider, SendGrid, Mailgun, SparkPost, you name it.
So besides hosting and having a proper transactional email service, which other external services are required for the CRM setup on WordPress?
Nothing. So that's these are it. The only, these are that's the only- it. You need an SMT provider and you need a hosting account and you can run like software equivalent in functionality to like some of like the biggest software service providers out there.
And say, for example, a business has say 2 or 3 websites for a specific niche businesses. Mm-hmm. Can he run the whole CRM on one separate WordPress install other than the main install and do all the, you know, communication with different, you know, clients on different business websites? Or he has to install it on individual website? Because that, I think the CRM on one website, which actually is not a front-facing website, would make management easier.
Some people choose to do it that way. I don't personally enjoy doing it that way, but that's what some people choose to do. They have like it on like some like a subdomain. One of the biggest advantages that Groundhog has besides being self-hosted is its deep integration with WordPress and WordPress plugins. WooCommerce, EasyDoodle downloads, all like there's like 12 different web form integrations, LMS integrations. And so if you're running like those kinds of operations where you got e-commerce, Lifter, or an LMS plugin, or web form plugins or any of that stuff, we offer integrations for literally all of them separately so that you can pick and choose which ones you need, drop it into your site, and then you now have a deep integration with both of those platforms. So if you have Groundhog on a separate site, you lose that opportunity to take advantage of that, but you can still, you know, collect the contact data, run the reports, do all of your emails, drip campaigns, stuff like that. You can still do all of that, but you lose the ability to have that deep integration with WordPress. Because that basically when you put Groundhog on another like other hosted website that's not client facing, you basically at that point have created your own software as a service. Yeah. Because you now have like a hosted email service that is separate from your main WordPress site.
Yeah, because
so that is something that some people choose to do. I don't personally do it that way because I love having that deep integration and just like being able to pass information instantly from one plugin to another plugin and have it kind of like all coherently intertwined.
Yeah, because the only two reasons that I can think of someone doing it is like, one, they want all the stuff on a separate subdomain and, you know, manage it. The other, they may not want to stress the server on which their main site is hosted. I think that's a bigger reason for this thing if someone does it.
I mean, if you got like millions of contacts and like you're sending like seriously large amounts of email, we're talking like hundreds of thousands of emails like an hour, Groundhog is not for you. Like, I'll just be upfront with that. Like, go get Salesforce or something. Like, because that's the level of company that you're now at. Because, you know, Groundhog's core target market is, we're talking like under 500,000 contacts. You know, they're doing significant email volume, but not like in the hundreds of thousands an hour. And we have ways to scale Groundhog to meet that requirement, but it's probably not the best solution at that point. If you're a business of that size, you have IT teams and you have developers. It's not like you're a solo operator who needs to log into WordPress, right, and manage their entire business from there. That's just not the type of business you are at that point. But if you're the type of business that, you know, you're constantly in WordPress and, you know, publishing blog posts and you just want to send an email quickly to your list, then Groundhog is the ideal alternative to stuff like having that elsewhere hosted platform to, and you don't have to have like a dedicated team to take care of that for you.
So as of now, what is your target audience mix for Groundhog as a plugin offering and setting up? Like, are there like freelancers or mostly agencies who are building stuff for clients? What is the
mix? we have three target markets. The first of which is your typical DIYer. I've been talking about like your general business owner. Now, if you're like starting, you're getting up and running, you have a new business idea, you're like a DIYer because, you know, budget, you know, your budget's low, you're bootstrapping it, whatever. We love that. That's awesome. That makes up about a third of our market. So our third of our audience currently. Limited budget, limited resources, limited time. They're starting their project. They're trying to get it off the ground, but they don't have the resources. They know they need to build a list because everybody's telling them that they need to build a list, and you do, but you don't necessarily have the funds to go out and get, you know, MailChimp or ActiveCampaign, Infusionsoft. You just don't have those financial resources available. So what do you do? Well, you have a WordPress site. You know that you like WordPress. You're going to continue with the WordPress. Look, there's a WordPress plugin that is visible that's a lot more cost effective than some of these other solutions. So they pick that one.
Okay.
Pardon?
Go ahead.
Our second audience are switchers. there are a group of people who are never satisfied with their provider. No matter what it is. And they just go from platform to platform to platform to platform, trying to find the one that best suits their business. Of the switchers that we have, a good percentage of them have stayed so far, simply because, you know, if they don't like it, they can change it. Again, part of that self-hosted open sourceness. You know, if they don't like something, they can just change it, which is super neat. So we're having good retention with those people, but that makes up another portion of the audience. And then our favorite part of the audience, the one that we most love to serve, are agencies and freelancers. So the people who actually do the implementation. I talked earlier about how, you know, if you drop a business owner into like a CRM marketing automation platform, they don't know what to do. Agencies more often than not know what to do, and they make great reseller partners and they make great implementation people. And agencies have a much higher success rate than the DIYers or the switchers. So we love servicing agencies and we love enabling them to provide Groundhog as a service for their rosters of clients.
Now, someone who's new to, you know, email list, just even simple basic email list, and, you know, again, reading a lot about marketing automation, I need to get this set up and does not want to get hands dirty in setting up their own stuff, maybe using Groundhog or any other WordPress solution for CRM. Which CRM would you suggest for that person to begin with? Any off-hosted one based on your experience for just pure newbies?
Well, if they don't want to get their hands dirty, then that's the first red flag.
Because
if you're planning on doing it yourself, that is an unrealistic expectation of the challenge that you're trying to take on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what I'm going to say about that. But if they're looking to just get started, you're still going to get your hands dirty. But if you wanted to be as not as dirty as possible, then Groundhog is a great solution if you already have a WordPress website. Okay. Because it's instant integration. You plop it in. There's lots of templates to choose from. There's like a nice guided setup process that takes you through the platform, videos on how to like set it up properly, and then videos on how to like get your first funnel going, like a lead magnet download funnel is the one that we use as a tutorial. There's a tutorial on how to send your first email to your list, and if you already have a list, how to import it so you can send them an email. So Ground is a great solution for starting, and it's free to start. So and there's not really any other platform that provides the level of functionality at free that we do. Like, you can have an unlimited number of contacts on our platform as a WordPress plugin for free, because we don't price based on contacts like most other CRMs do. So if that's what you're looking for, then that's a great place to start. We also have a very active community on our Facebook groups. So if you need to have like a question answered, or you're not sure how, where to start or what to do, then you can just pop into the community and say, hey, listen, I need some help. If you're not interested, if you don't have a WordPress website and you're not self-hosting and you're not doing any of that, I hear wonderful things about ActiveCampaign. We have a lot of people coming from ActiveCampaign and they always just talk about how great ActiveCampaign is. But I mean, Groundhog to them was more ideal for them. But I hear all the time about how great that is. So if you're looking for, if you're dead set on, you know, paying monthly bills and having a software as a service application, then that's certainly one that I would go check out.
Yeah, you just mentioned ActiveCampaign. There's a lot of buzz. Like, a lot of people have gone from ActiveCampaign because they've just reshuffled their pricing like some time back. And, you know, pricing does make some people jump the platform, because obviously you got to balance the money out, how much you invest and how much you get in return.
So when that happens, that's generally a function of customer success. when the pricing changes, right? So let's say I'm Joe Blow, business owner, and I've signed up for ActiveCampaign. I've signed on with an agency because I have no idea what to do. So I've signed on with an agency and they're saying, all right, well, it's going to take you like 3 to 6 months in order to get all of this up and running, right? So they're paying their monthly dues to ActiveCampaign over this period. And then ActiveCampaign bumps the pricing or shuffles the pricing. So you're now paying a higher amount and you haven't even seen any ROI yet. As to a business owner, they're saying, well, I'm just going to cut my losses and jump ship because I haven't seen any ROI. So when that happens, if the price increase happens, if a customer is already successful with the platform, they're not going to leave because it's too painful to move at that point. Because, you know, everything's running, everything's chugging along, you know, the money's coming in and all of that stuff. Like, if you're experiencing that, a small increase to a bill is not going to change your opinion on the software. If you're not successful with the platform, that is your green light to switch. And again, I talked about switchers, and that's in some cases, that's a lot of the time what happens. If you're just not seeing that ROI, if you haven't launched yet, then that's your green light to move somewhere else, because you don't feel like that platform is providing the value that was promised to you.
Okay, coming back to the, you know, Groundhog as a plugin. So is that plugin available free in the WordPress plugins directory?
Yes, it is.
So when someone buys, he needs to install the free one and the pro add-on. How does that work?
Yeah, so it's a freemium model. Uh-huh. So our free plugin is kind of like our core. And then we sell extensions separately in either bundles, or you can buy them all separately. Mm-hmm. And you can install them depending on what you need. So you can drop in Groundhog, you can drop in Pro Features, and you can drop in your AWS integration. Okay. If that's all you need. You can also drop in the WooCommerce integration if you're doing e-commerce, or you can drop in the ThriveCart integration if you're using ThriveCart. You can drop in the Affiliate WP integration if you're doing affiliates. And it's very modular like that. So you just install what it is that you need, and you can buy them all in bundles. We have four plans. We have Basic, Plus, Pro, and Agency, with prices going up consecutively like that. And each of those includes different levels of features. So all of like the advanced integrations are included in Pro. We have all of our like basic add-on or our advanced add-ons, but not like as advanced as the Pro in our Plus plan. And then we have all of the basic stuff in the basic plan.
Awesome. So let's switch gears and talk about your toolbox. So which are your current five favorite tools that power your online business other than Groundhog, obviously?
Well, we got WordPress. WordPress is a requirement for me. There's lots of website builders and whatnot out there, like ClickFunnels and Kartra and Wix and Squarespace and whatnot. And there's all of those out there. But everybody ends up on WordPress inevitably, unless you're like the super 500 Fortune company and you got your own custom whatnot.
Yeah.
But if you're a small business, it always ends up being on WordPress because it's just the ideal solution for search engine optimization, functionality, the list goes on. So WordPress is definitely number one. Next one, I use Easy Digital Downloads for all of our e-commerce stuff. It is it is another open source WordPress plugin. I have hacked the bejesus out of it to get it to do exactly what I want and provide. So if you're doing like digital downloads, you know, you're selling eBooks, you're selling WordPress plugins like I am, you're selling digital assets, then Easy Digital Downloads is a great way to deliver those assets quickly and effectively. Mm-hmm. And they have great software. So I make a lot of use out of that. Next, Help Scout is software that we've recently actually adopted. And we use Help Scout for all of our support, the tickets, the client communication, everything. And it has like lots of reports so we can see what our average time per ticket is, close rates, you know, unhappy customers, etc. And it also does like all of the documentation as well. So we recently adopted that within the last couple of months, and I'm pretty happy with that. Not inexpensive though. It's they're definitely a premium product for businesses, but it's Help Scout is pretty much standard throughout WordPress now for plugin companies who do support. Because it's just they have like APIs and stuff, and it makes it developers like us super easy to use. How am I doing? Do we need two more?
Yep.
Okay. Let me think. There's a lot of stuff that we use, and it's all kind of like, oh, Canva. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Canva.
Yeah, but I'm a Photoshop person, so Canva.
You're a Photoshop person. You see, I am a busy guy. I do not have time to freaking muddle about and faff about in
guess what Canva
Photoshop.
Canva is coming up with video editing as well next year.
So here's what I want from a photo editing software. I want to be able to log in. I want to be able to search icons that I can use because I don't want to bother creating my own. I want to just plop that in, background image, heading, done, and that's my image. And that's what Canva does.
Yep.
And honestly, it's like changed my photo editing life. And it's just incredible software. And I used to spend at least like 30 minutes, 30 to 45 minutes designing one of our plugin thumbnails on Photoshop. And that time has literally been cut down to like 5. And I can have like, you know, we spend all the time on the code and then I'm like, oh, frick, I have to do the thumbnail. No, screw that. I'm going to Canva. Boom. Icon, title, background image. We're done. It's just so great. And honest, life changer. Canva, Canva. Super cheap. It's like $15 a month or something.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And I need one more.
Yeah. What's life changing and time saving for you? Another tool.
Life changing and time saving. I do office hours weekly. So I go onto Facebook and I host a Facebook Live there, and people can comment their questions and I can show them and answer them in real time.
Do you have a Facebook?
Facebook group.
Cool. So I'll link that Facebook group in the post, but you may want to tell the name of that group.
It's Groundhog. It's /groups. Groundhog WP is the Facebook group.
Cool.
And I go in there once a week on Tuesdays, alternated between 10 and 3 to do a live stream. People ask questions and I share product updates and all that stuff. And it's kind of like a feel-good session. And the tool I use to do that, I love open source tools and I hate paying for things. So there's a tool called OBS, Open Broadcast Studio.
Yep. Quite familiar with it.
So if you're familiar, great, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. And it allows you to do live stream from your desktop. You can get the webcam, you can get different like screens going.
Yeah.
And it's actually pretty like robust, and it allows you to stream directly to Facebook Live as a free service. And it's just desktop software. You install it on your desktop.
Yep.
And that's been a big time saver and money saver, because some of that stuff is like really expensive.
But you can try another one that's almost like OBS but works in Google Chrome without any installation, which is StreamYard, and it's also pretty cheap. It's not that expensive, similar to Canva pricing. So
StreamYard, well, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's very good. It's StreamYard.com. So it's a very simple tool. You can do all kinds of layers, own custom logo, own intro, all screen sharing, all kinds of stuff. And it's amazing. A lot of people have switched to that from those uber expensive tools that they've been using, and it works. Actually, it works. It's very solid. So coming to the next question, which is a recommended web hosting service.
So I jumped on Clost, which is Google Cloud's kind of like pay-as-you-go tiered service. So it's a pay-for-usage service, kind of like AWS, mm-hmm. But it's on Google Cloud's infrastructure instead of Amazon Web Services. So that's what I use, although I don't know if I were to do it again that I would go on that platform. There is another hosting company in the WordPress place called Kinsta, which is like just getting like extremely great reviews, and I've had like so many people anecdotally tell me how great it is. And if I were to do it again, I'd probably go on that platform and pay like the fixed rate per month instead of the pay-as-you-go rate. What I use is I use Google Cloud, but if I were to do it again, I'd probably hop on Kinsta.
And your recommended page builder, do you use one?
Elementor.
Cool. You don't like Beaver Builder?
I never tried it. So like I run a business which iterates pretty fast, and I wear a lot of hats in my company.
And your logo your logo resembles more to Beaver Builder than to Elementor. The Groundhog logo.
I didn't design the logo. I mean, I am like a super efficient person. So in order to get all of the assets done, I just went on Upwork and I got like 3 quotes. I got 6 versions and I picked the one that I liked. And then I got 6 iterations of that one, and then I picked the one, and that was my logo. Like I put zero thought into the actual design and stuff. Just the name. I only picked the name. And you were saying I don't like Beaver Builder. I never tried it because, you know, I'm like, all right, I gotta get a website up. And I'm like, all right, what's everybody using? Everybody's using Elementor? Okay, damn be testing everything out and seeing which one I like. I gotta get this shit up like the end of week. So, and what's gonna allow me to do that? Elementor's gonna allow me to do that. So I can't say whether I like Beaver Builder or not, because I just never used it because I never bothered because I'm busy. And I gotta get this stuff out. So I just ended up using Elementor. But I love it. It's great stuff. It's a great tool.
Yep.
And I'm super happy with it.
Yeah.
I used to use Aveda.
Oh man.
Back in the digital marketing agency days before.
Yeah, but then during that time, that was the best actually. So
That time, Aveda was like the solution. It was like, yeah, at the time, it was the most sold theme on the planet with like 300,000 or something sales on Envato.
Yeah.
That was what you used.
Yeah, they had templates for everything. You need Gartner site? Oh, here it is. You need Plumber
templates
site?
For everything. And that allowed us to like pump out websites in the agency super quickly, but it's just not comparable anymore. You load up like Astra, you load up Elementor, and you have like this beautiful thing to like paint whatever you want.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm currently using. I probably don't use it as much as I could be. I'm like a super simplistic person, an efficient person. So like my website's no fancy designs, no like animations, no box shadowing, no nothing. It's just like, here's what you see. What you see is what you get. And here's why you should buy it. Some images of the product, and like, let's get down to business.
Come on. Elementor has so many fancy modules. You can just,
I know. And I don't use any of them because I don't have time to experiment with them. When I get a full, cause I do all the website. So when I get a full-time web designer to take care of it for me, they can experiment with that stuff. But right now it's not my strong suit.
Okay. Any recommended email marketing service other than setting up your own via a transactional service or using Groundhog on WordPress? I'm talking about
AWS SES is honestly like gold. It has extremely amazing deliverability because they own all of the servers at this point. Tons of ESPs have their stuff on the AWS cloud infrastructure.
Yeah.
So if they end up on a blacklist, all they have to do is like call ex-product manager of like Hotmail up and be like, hey, listen, you know, we talked about this. Delist our IP address or else we're going to shut block A15 down. And I'm like, okay. And so
the next invoice would be higher, right?
And the next exactly. So they just have amazing deliverability because they basically just own the platform at this point. So if you're sending email, if you're doing a high volume email, uh-huh. it's the most cost effective and it is the best deliverability for price.
Okay, last question. Any upcoming tool or service that has caught your attention recently?
I have to admit, I've got like blinders on, right? Because it's like I'm looking at like my business and my product and like, all right, where do I go next? You know, what's the next thing to do? What do I have Drumit working on next? And so I don't spend a lot of time like perusing through other people's stuff. So with that said, there's really cool stuff coming out of the LMS community. That's been something that's like booming a lot recently. Mm-hmm. Lots of people like courses are huge now. I'm not sure if you're familiar, but there's
I've been a course creator for the last 3 years.
Great. Well, then there you go. And what do you use for your course?
I use Teachable, even though I set up LMS sites. I actually set up LMS websites on Lifter LMS for clients, but for my own thing, I use off hosted solution because guess what? I don't have time to manage them.
Exactly. Right. So, you know, when you don't have time, you don't have time. And when you don't have time, software as a service is often a great solution. It's really dependent on, you know, what's important to you, customizability and owning the data. Or if you don't have the time and you're okay, it's like I rent space and it's all right, then go for it. Like there's nothing wrong with that. Like using a software as a service platform isn't inherently wrong. It's just about what's most important to you.
Yep.
I use plenty of software as a service, like Help Scout is software as a service.
Yeah.
I'm all about open source and stuff. It's just about what's important. But there's lots of stuff coming out the LMS community. And if you're in WordPress a lot, you mentioned Lifter LMS. Chris, who's the CEO, is actually a very, very good friend of mine. And he has some great stuff coming out for SMS, using SMS inside your LMS ecosystem with like Twilio and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was on an office hours call with their team yesterday, and we were talking, someone was like giving us a use case of what they use it for, and they're getting like 90% engagement rates through SMS for coming to live streams or live events or registering for courses. Lots of people say email is like dying or email is dead, and like, I'm sorry, no, that's just not the case.
It's alive and
but creepy. there are different segments of the market that respond differently to certain forms of communication.
Yep.
There are, for some people, some segments of like the consumer market, so consumers do not respond to email. They are on their phone, they're mobile, and sometimes they're in places with extremely poor internet connections. Mm-hmm. And they do all of their stuff on their phone through SMS, and they don't check email. And that's a market that exists. I'm a B2C customer. B2B customer, or B2B business. Mm-hmm. And all businesses use email.
Yeah.
Like every business owner has an email account. They all use email. They all use Gmail. They all use Outlook, whatever. But they have an email account. So email is a great tool for me to use in order to communicate with my audience. But that's not necessarily always the case for if you're especially a B2C business, a business-to-customer business. So lots of cool stuff coming out in terms of in the WordPress community from Lifter LMS and ourselves. We have Twilio integrations and SMS integrations as well for utilizing SMS if you're operating in that segment of the market that just doesn't use email.
Cool. So before we wrap this episode, any last message to someone who is listening and want to get into, you know, full-scale automation and CRM setup on WordPress, how can you remove the fear out of that person?
It's all about expectations. Mm-hmm. You have to have the appropriate expectation because a lot of people end up in our Facebook group, sending us emails, whatever. It's like, you know, I listened to X podcast and they said it would be like super easy and whatnot. And they said I needed email marketing, market automation. I went up and signed up for MailChimp or ActiveCampaign, whatever. And I haven't figured it out yet. And it's been 3 months and I've invested tons of money. What do I do? And the reason that they're in that space of like fear, doubt, frustration is because they got the wrong expectation from whoever told them it would be a good idea. Now, if you're not doing this yet, I'm going to set an appropriate expectation for you. You are not going to be able to go out into your garden, plant a seed, and come out and see the and reap the rewards of your results the next day. That's not how it works. Setting up proper marketing, proper CRM, getting your data, building your list, all of that stuff takes time. And if you, but you've gone in with the proper expectation that, you know, you have to put in a little bit of work before you can reap the rewards, then that's okay. I mean, I've been in business for like almost over a year now with doing this groundhog thing, and it's a freaking grind. Like, but that's just like the nature of it. So as your business grows and as you build your list, things will start to get easier. You'll be able to get more data. You'll be able to use that data to optimize what you've already implemented. But if you're looking to start and like, all right, okay, I understand that the expectation is going to take a while, but what do I actually do? And the thing that I'm going to recommend is that you just implement what it is that you know. Like lowest hanging fruit stuff. So if you have a lead magnet that you want to deliver to someone, you wrote an ebook and you just want to be able to give that people that ebook, then that's where you start. You put a form on a web page, put in a delay timer, send an email with a link to download the thing. And if that's what you know how to do, then just start with that. As people go through that process, you'll learn how to go back and optimize that process. A lot of the time I see people jump in and they have like their flow charts and they have their like 10-page document of wish list items and they have all that thing and they want it built out before they even launch their product, service, or whatever it is that they're trying to sell. And that is just a completely waste of time because you're going to spend all of that time and energy and money building out all of these systems and processes before you have any actionable data to prove whether or not it's going to work like you thought it.
Awesome.
Right? It's not always cut and dry. Yep. So just start with what you know and you'll always be able to iterate, optimize later on. There's no point in trying to jump in and build it all at once and get it all started right away. Small chunks, bite-sized pieces, as your business grows, you'll be able to optimize and go back and change anything that you need to.
Yep. Step by step. So before we end this episode, where can people find you and what you can help people with?
So if you are looking to get into marketing automation or you're already in marketing automation, if you're an agency and you're looking for a better tool to use for your clients in order to support them easier, mm-hmm. then you can head on over to groundhog.io. Groundhog is spelled with two G's and we have a complete suite of tools that are there to assist you as well as a very excellent support team and a very active community to ensure your success.
Awesome. It was amazing talking to you and learning about CRM automation, and hopefully a lot of people will jump on to this. Adrian, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me on.
Have a good day. Bye bye.
You too.
You can join the free web creators community to learn and share with other web creators at webcreatorsgroup.com. And for more goodness, just head over to smartwebcreators.com. And remember, be smart, keep creating. See you next time.